for public engagement, for trying to, and I realize that 60 days, 30 days doesn't allow this, but to get closer to some sort of better cost estimates, to start down the path of maybe raising the engineering plans, the design plans, to go from sort of low confidence to closer to moderate confidence. So we had some pretty specific uses of that time. I don't know if that completely answers your question, but we did ask for the time to be used.
So if there was some delay before voting on the resolution as a whole, that could honour the Portland Utilities Board's letter.
I really feel like I'm being put on the hot spot. I understand, but I think that would go along with the letter. Yes,
Can I offer a compromise? Because many of the things that are in the letter and the distinguished co-chair has just referenced as issues of concern, we won't have good answers for a year or more. I interpret it somewhat differently. What I read it as, this has been a compact process that was set by OHA. It's extraordinary how much work this oversight body has done to get to this point. But they don't want to operate on this frequency indefinitely. And if the council is to make a decision, they want an assurance that they'll have the time to make thoughtful contributions to critical decisions going forward. And that includes which type of technology. That includes impact on rates, all kinds of things. There's a whole laundry list of things in the letter. And what I had suggested as a compromise is that if the council is prepared to act today, that we use the next month to engage the pub not only on the specific terms that we're going to submit to our regulator, which has to be within 2 months, but that we also hammer out an understanding about the way we are going to jointly approach this project so there is a clear understanding and that we do a better job of making sure you have the time to give thoughtful consideration to the critical decisions we have to make over the next 2 years if council went that route. And that, I thought, was a workable compromise, which met the spirit of the letter but did not prevent the council, if they chose, from issuing a preferred option today.
So I agree with all of that. The be it resolved doesn't say that we're going to be coming back within 60 days with what we're going to present to the OHA.
Because after this action, we would be completing the council action. The Bureau would be charged with doing the plan that would be responsive. We do not review plans of this nature generally. What I have proposed is that they review that plan with the pub, make sure they get their input, and at the same time anticipate how going forward we will collaborate in key decision-making over the next 2 years. And that we could work out over the 60-day extension and does not prevent us today from giving clear guidance to the Bureau about which direction they should go forward. And frankly, this is August. Unfortunately, August doesn't get better in terms of, you know, getting people's attention. And I think it would be very unfair to jam the Bureau much longer because they have some work to do in translating whatever our direction is into the necessary documents that go to the Oregon Health Authority.
Commissioner Fish, you have earned my trust, and even though I think it would be better to have more public process before taking this vote, with that statement on the record by you, I'll be willing to support your resolution.
And that means the world to me. Thank you.
Clerk, please call.
So, Mayor, I move Fish Amendments 1 through 4.
As amended, second.
As amended, second. Please call the roll. insults me.
Actually, you know, to be on the safe side, I see legal counsel twitching out of the side of my Fish Amendment 1. Call the roll.
Number 1. Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. Amendment 1 is adopted. Fish Amendment, Substitute Amendment 2.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. Substitute Amendment 2 is adopted. Fish Amendment 3.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. Fish Amendment 4 is adopted to the main motion. Any further discussion?
Mayor, before you call
Commissioner
this one,
Fish.
May I suggest that any...
Three or four.
The last vote was on 3. And so we have to do 4.
Oh, it was. I apologize. Fish Amendment 4.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
I'm useful occasionally. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. Fish Amendment 4 is adopted. Commissioner Fish.
So now we have adopted all the amendments, and so is there now a final vote?
Yes, on the main motion, the main resolution.
This is where we will have a chance to make any final comments.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
Please call the roll.
Saltzman.
And this main resolution puts us on record in support of filtration.
Correct.
Correct.
Okay. Well, great. I think this is the right decision, given I think a lot of us believe, you know, we should still merit a variance, and I'm not totally convinced we shouldn't, but I am convinced that that case is now closed and that option is not available to us. So I think the direct filtration is the best option of the two choices we have. I do have concerns about its costing more, but I'm also realizing that it's not it could be $350 million. It could be $500 million, hopefully not more. I purposely didn't offer an amendment not to exceed $500 million, although I contemplated that. I think that this will serve our ratepayers and all the people who enjoy Bull Run water throughout our region as a long-term investment in their safety and the safety of a resource that is truly irreplaceable. And that really is our Bull Run resource. So I think this is honoring the needs of the most people. And I, with all due respect to those who have concerns about it, I think we will answer those concerns in the process of designing and executing and designing, constructing, and operating a filtration plant. But it seems to be the best option to me, and I'm pleased to vote aye.
Udaly.
Earlier, a gentleman expressed concern that I had missed testimony from the Physicians for Social Responsibility, and I just want to let him and everyone else know that my office actually met with representatives from that organization and that I am well aware of their concerns and wishes. I would also like to point out that commissioners are humans like the rest of you, and they have human needs, and I was attending to a human need. So... being away from the dais for less than 10 minutes during this lengthy hearing was not meant as any disrespect to the people who were testifying during that little break of mine. He also mentioned that he voted for me, and I feel the need to point out that, you know, well over 100,000 people voted for me and everyone else that's on this dais, and a single vote that is not in accord with your position, I hope, would not negate that vote in your mind, because it is literally impossible for us to vote along with all 100,000-plus people who put us here. And I just encourage everyone to watch and evaluate us based on our overall performance. So I want to thank everyone for the presentation. Thank Commissioner Fish, who did a great job just providing copious amounts of information and generous briefings and really being supportive and encouraging of me to come to my own conclusion. And I'm happy to say that my conclusion is aye.
Fritz.
Well, this certainly has been a long process. And I do think back to 2009 when the motion, the ordinance on the table was to build the filtration plant, and at the last minute, literally, Commissioner Leonard substituted it for an ultraviolet treatment because my colleagues who were there at that time and I felt very strongly that we didn't need anything. And so why would we build a $500 million plant if a $100 million plant would do? Then, as now, the ultraviolet really doesn't do anything for Bull Run water. So to build a an ultraviolet system might make some people feel better and might get us in compliance, but it would be a complete waste of money. And I do disagree with the Portland Business Alliance that said do that and then think about doing the filtration later. We know that filtration will do more than nothing. I was very pleased to see actually that the price tag on that has not gone up since 2009. The estimate is still $500 million. So I'm very proud of having delayed that investment during the recession when everybody was scrambling to make ends meet. And now we do have the opportunity to look forward and to figure out how are we going to help low-income ratepayers. How do we do that at the same time as supporting all the rest of the things that the general fund needs, including housing? You know, what do we want to buy and how do we want to pay for it is always the question here. I would have preferred to have had more public process on this. As Commissioner Fish rightfully notes, it's very hard to get any attention in August, and yet we've been given that timeline by the Oregon Health Authority, and so we have to make a decision. This is, though, a preliminary decision, and we will certainly, I know that Commissioner Fish will have a lot of process and doubtless many very long items at council where he and the Bureau will go through every last detail, in which case I may need to take a human break, as sometimes happens. So that's different from 2008, when there wasn't the public confidence in the Water Bureau and there wasn't the leadership of Mike Sturr and Commissioner Fish. So I'm very grateful to everybody who's participated in this. I believe we'll get to the right place in the end. Aye.
Fish.
Well, I want to begin by thanking my colleagues. First, to our mayor. He mentioned early on that he wanted to have this discussion and hold this hearing in the nature of a land use proceeding. And one of the things I've learned from the most passionate advocate for that approach to issues, which is Commissioner Fritz, who had a prior history Planning Commission, is that when we approach issues using that model, we tend to get to consensus in a different way, and I think a more sustainable way, than when we just treat an issue as being subject to the whim of three votes. We can do our business by saying there's three votes and let's drive it, but that's not as satisfying as bringing the entire council around a hard decision. And Mayor, we've had some hard decisions in your first 6 months, and my recollection is most of them were decided on a consensus basis, so I appreciate the leadership style. I appreciate my colleagues for taking the time to really sift through the information and the details, and I think it's fair to say that Commissioner Fritz and I had to travel the farthest on this, mm-hmm. because in 2009, we had clearly defined positions, and I was very proud to join her, and in fact, she was the reason that I joined a majority sentiment on UV. And at the time, a commissioner in charge of the Bureau disagreed quite strongly with that decision. So it was a very difficult decision, but ultimately Commissioner Fritz's view persuaded me of the merit of that position. But I will say that during the time that I've had the Bureau, and the Bureau has had some significant challenges and headwinds that it has faced during my tenure, hopefully not because of my tenure or exclusively because of my tenure, Commissioner Fritz has been a great ally and has helped me navigate some very tough waters. I want to thank you for that. And to Commissioner Saltzman, who probably hopes he never has to have this issue come before us again, because as a former commissioner in charge, he's been through many of the iterations. I just thank you, Dan, for the steady and thoughtful approach that you brought to these issues. And to Commissioner Udaly, you have my deep commitment that we will work with you and the council to mitigate the impact on particularly rent-burdened residents of our community. In the editorials that I read leading up to this discussion, I noted two themes, a number of themes, but two that stuck out at me, because really the editorial boards took the issue before them and they made it a much bigger, and they took it to 30,000 feet. They got us out of the crypto debate and looked at it more broadly. But I thought there were two challenges running through the editorials I read. One was a question of whether government can still make the hard decisions, and a question about whether we had the capacity and the will to do that across levels of government. I'm not just talking about D.C., but at the state level and the local level. And two is, are we willing to plan for the long term, or are we going to continue to engage in short-term thinking? And I must say, I found both of those arguments caused me to reflect on my role on this council and what I want to leave for my kids when I'm no longer on this council. A lot of work has gone into this over the last 10 weeks, and in a perfect world, we would have had more time. But I could not be more proud of the Water Bureau team, and I want to thank the director, the deputy director, and all the professional staff and all the line workers for all the stuff they did. And as my colleagues know, you don't get to put aside all the other things on your plate when something like this lands on your plate. And this was an unwelcome development this spring. And they have a very heavy lift. But on top of everything else, they rose to the occasion, as they do time and time again, and I want to thank my team. I want to thank Dr. Lewis for being such a great partner. He has the great virtue of being able to communicate public health issues in a way that most Water Bureau people and leadership don't do as well. He has a clarity of thought. He has just a demeanor, and he has a credibility when he speaks to public health issues. And we, I'm sure from time to time we'll find areas of disagreement, but I'm just so proud to call him our partner. And he's a class act. Before he weighed in on this, he actually reached out to me and said, do you mind if I end up coming down on a recommendation that may be inconsistent with whatever the Bureau lands? And I said, I insist on it. I insist that you make your call based on what you think is best for our system, because whether we agree or disagree with where you land, I know it'll make the process better, and I know we'll benefit from having your advice. And that's what he did. And I think your letter and the thoughtfulness in which you crafted your letter had a huge impact on thinking by all the actors in this process. And I thank you, Dr. Lewis, for doing that. I want to thank the pub and the cub. I've been on the council for 9 years. I've seen effective and ineffective oversight bodies, and I think I know enough now to know why some were effective and some weren't. And I think it has to do with leadership, it has to do with staffing and resources, and mostly it has to do with whether the council is willing to engage as partners, the oversight body. And I think we have a chance with the Cub and the Pub to take it to a much higher level going forward of citizen oversight, which ultimately means we'll be making better decisions. And so I thank you for that. And finally, I want to do a shout-out. Oh, I want to thank Ken Rust and Karen Moynihan. Ken is a terrific CFO. A number of us fought to have that position reinstated, and I think you see why. And Karen managed to balance all the work she's doing, and she got married. So talk about a trooper. And thank you for that. And finally, I want to thank the people on my team, Sonia Schmansky and Todd Lofgren in particular. These are really hard issues, and there's a lot of stuff before council right now, and this week will probably be one we'll look back and say, oh, my God. But they help me do my job at a much higher level, so I'm very appreciative of the work they do. And I also appreciate everyone who took time to testify before the pub, the Cubs, sent emails, letters, came here today, whether you agreed with what we're doing or you vigorously disagreed. I don't remember a time where we had such a hard issue and we had so much thoughtful input. And based on what I've heard, I believe this is the responsible approach forward, and therefore I will support it. Aye.
Wheeler?
As a courtesy, I should have let Commissioner Fish go last, and I apologize. I'll be brief. First of all, I want to thank Commissioner Fish for his leadership on this issue. This was a very, very complicated issue, and I want to thank the staff who work with Commissioner Fish, who spent a lot of time with me, a lot of time with my staff to educate me on a very, very complex issue. Definitely want to thank everybody from the Bureau. Ken, thank you for always entertaining my questions around bonding and finance and all the stuff that most people think is boring that you and I go out over cocktails and spend hours talking about. In many ways, I feel like we've settled on the most challenging solution. But I also think it is the most responsible solution. And all the information that I've been provided has led me to that conclusion. I want to acknowledge something that really wasn't mentioned except briefly today. And I think it has to be said. There's a sadness that goes along with this decision. We're leaving something behind. We're leaving part of our hard-fought past behind. Similarly, as when we built the bridges over the Willamette River, we left behind the ferries. And there were a lot of people. You know, my grandmother lived long enough that she could remember that. And she felt that the community, in some sense, had obviously made the right decisions and had made the responsible decisions, but she still felt a sense of loss at what we'd left behind. And in many regards, Commissioner Fish, I feel the same way about this decision. But it is the right decision. It is the responsible decision. It is the best decision for the future of this community. And I want to thank you for your terrific leadership on it. I vote aye. The resolution is adopted as amended. Thank you. Yes, sir.
A brief comment. You guys don't hear this very often, I'm sure, but I want to thank you. My heartfelt thanks for being the leaders you are and providing us a path forward. Thanks.
We're adjourned.
Thank you. Thank
you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It was a really interesting process.
And every badge has a different mixture of the two.